Hey everybody, this is Caleb
and Anna,
and we are outside recording today because someone thought that it would be a good idea to record in the fresh air and sunshine.
It is a beautiful spring day. I don't know exactly the temperature, but it's very sunny and we can see our mountains. They're not foggy for the first time in a couple days, and it's just so lovely. So I insisted that we sit outside on our porch.
But it is Sunday, April 5th, and we are both still just at home, still under the stay-at-home orders, just living our best lives.
I've been doing some baking. I made some Ghirardelli copycat brownies that were very tasty. And I baked some bread, and Caleb made some peanut butter cookies.
Yeah, peanut butter cookies are the best kind of cookies.
When they're made well, yes, they are.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she's subtweeting me in real life. She doesn't know what that is. On me. But anyway, guys, today we are doing one of my favorite kinds of episodes
Types.
Where we just listen to the soundtrack and talk about it. And instead of just going through song by song and talking about it like we usually might do, we decided to just hit play on the soundtrack album. And as it goes along, we're going to talk about each song that's playing. But when the song ends, the next one begins, we have to switch to the next song. So, you know, we're on a time limit here. Mm-hmm. So this will be interesting to see what comes of this. We're recording outside. We're doing a new kind of time format. Everything's up in the air.
And Swiffer the Silent Dog is also joining us.
Yes, Anna's puppy is on her lap right now. Do you want to say something to the audience, Swiffer? No, she does not.
She's enjoying watching the birds.
Okay. Shall we begin?
We shall.
Let's start off by saying that today the album we are reviewing or talking about, or however you want to put it, is technically it's the season 3 soundtrack, but it is called Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure, Plu Est en Vue, music from the TV series. A very long name. Disney has still not released like a complete collection of music for the show, which I would like to see happen. I mean, I understand why they wouldn't do it if we still listened to records or CDs, but like everything is digital now, so all they have to do is like put all the songs in one album, like click a button and publish it. So I don't know why they're not doing it. But basically, this album is just every song from season 3. So
yeah. They're probably not doing it because they want to make the most money. So if everyone has to buy it separately versus buying one thing.
Well, yeah, but everyone already bought them separately. So now if they release a complete collection, they'll have to buy them again.
There's those few people who are waiting it out for the big collection. If they ever release it, they have to buy them separately.
It has 10 songs on it, and it's a 22-minute album. So I am honestly not totally convinced that we can do this time limit thing, so we'll have to really be on our game. We're going
to
be on
we'll
point
have to be
today.
Concise.
Yeah.
All Clear right. and concise.
So we're going to start off here with everyone's favorite song, Crossing the Line.
Oh, I love this one. We're going to do a karaoke version to this. We got to.
At some point, maybe. We can end the show with our own version, but for now, we're just going to talk about them.
And I want to sing Varian, too.
This song was like the very first song you hear in season 3, and I really think it does a great job setting the tone. It's very kind of like epic and energetic, and really gets you going, you know?
I just always have to dance when it comes on. It's just so, so catchy, and the beat is just so good.
I heard someone compare it to like a song from Wicked when it first came out. Like it's like that kind of song, back and forth, you know, tension between the two powerful voices together.
I've never really been into Wicked, so I cannot corroborate that, but I haven't really either.
But
I've heard some songs, and I can see where they would think that, because there are two very powerful female singers in the show, so.
Yeah. And it also, message-wise, it really drives home, I guess, the conflict. Like, Rapunzel wants her to wait and just talk it out, and Cassandra is sick of waiting, and she is crossing that line.
Yeah. And like Chris Sonnenberg said, he likes to, you know, have songs actually move the plot along. And I feel like this song does a good job of doing that. Like, we really, Cassandra was kind of like vacillating at the start of the song. Like, oh, I'm kind of listening to you. Like, you could maybe drag me back. And then, sorry, our cat's being funny. And then at the end, she's kind of like, heck no. Like, I am not going to wait for you anymore. And she is like leaping across that line. And yeah. Really, like, making the barrier between them much further.
Yeah.
Bigger. I don't know how to say that.
There you go. This is Cassandra's second big song that she had, I guess. The first one was Waiting in the Wings. And then this was, I think it was her second, right?
Yeah.
We're just listening to this magnificent.
So good. And I like how this, when the song, how it opens, like coming back into season 3 and stuff, like it puts you right back in the same headspace, so it just refreshes you really well for season 2 and sets it up well for going into the new season.
Yeah, yeah.
Next song.
Okay, what's up next? Let's see. Oh, it's the. This is.
Yes.
Stronger Than Ever Before.
I really like how they dance in this song. I think it really shows off their camaraderie and friendship, and like, it's really sweet.
So this plays when they get back to Krona, right?
Yeah, and everything is really silent because they don't know that the kingdom's been taken over by Varian yet. So they're just kind of like being silly and dancing around and being really joyful, and they're like, hey, where is everybody?
Oh. I haven't watched, I don't think, well, yeah, I guess they did release this song on YouTube probably, but I haven't watched it since it came out, so I don't really remember what they were doing during it.
Yeah, really, they were just, like, walking around Corona and being like, oh, there's that, there's Monty's shop, there's, you know, the cobbler shop. They're just like, oh, we've missed this place. Like, reminiscing, like, how when we drive through our old hometowns and be like, oh, with the, that restaurant moved or that one closed down. Like, they're just, like, getting that nostalgia, you know?
Yeah. I guess it kind of, it feels like they're kind of lying to themselves a little bit because they just had that stuff with Cassandra
getting them down.
Yeah. So now they're like putting on happy faces and singing and dancing, but really they're not feeling it.
Yeah, she's still, I think Rapunzel is very heavily in denial still at this point. Cass? Cass who? So.
Oh, my. But it's nice. It's, I like when there's like group numbers like this.
I love all the harmony.
Yeah.
I'm a really big harmony person, so I think it's really beautiful. And actually, this would be the perfect song for us to sing because we have 3 siblings in our family.
Oh.
We need to sing this after quarantine.
Oh. Yeah. We should do a group dance flash mob with everyone in the Tangled fandom. We can all come together in Disney's office in California after quarantine and sing
we'll
this
to
them.
Do a little flash mob. Yep.
It sounds like a whole chorus of people.
But it's just 3. The magic of TV. Hello, Phoebe.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
The Baby Cass is so cute.
Baby Cass singing her little reprise of Waiting in the Wings.
Aww.
They did a great job picking someone who sounds like a little kid, but is still like a good singer at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, she hits the notes,
it's probably younger.
She's not a perfect
too.
Singer.
Yeah. It's very, very cute. And it really, I think it shows off, like, I mean, she's very young, obviously, Cassandra, when she gets abandoned by Gothel. But she's, like, had to grow up really fast. Like, she's, like, a 5 or 6-year-old, like, sweeping the floor. Like, she's had such a hard life, and I think it illustrates it well.
The broom is taller than she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really heart-tugging visual.
No, I'm just thinking about how you said that abuse is getting so much worse with people that live with a stay-at-home order. I'm so sad.
And I also love that this is, like, Cassandra singing a duet with herself. That's really interesting. Like her older self and younger self. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It reminds me of in Gallivant, if you've seen that, when the king, like, flashes back to his younger self and they sing together.
And I like the music box, so that kind of, like, drives the rhythm of the song.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites.
Ooh! This is not your favorite song, but I think it's really fun.
Well, then you should do most of the talking on this one. I will say, I like the animation and, like, the flashy, cool visuals of this because of all the fears popping up and everything. And the dancing. I think Lance does some cool dancing. So I do like that. But song-wise, it's just a little too much for me.
I love how jazzy it is. And it's just so fun and whimsical. And Lance... freaking and shrieking. It's just so...
Go on, trying a little too hard with that rhyme, Lance.
He's so fun. And it's just a good lesson. And I like how they put it in song form. And, like, especially as theater kids, we can probably relate to, like, having that little bit of stage fright. And so he has to get out there and sing his heart out because he knows he's good and he can do it. And hopefully he's passing on those great life lessons to... Catalina and Kira, not to give into their fear or give into their anger. Catalina doesn't. Well, that'd be so scary. I just thought if Lance, like, if they ever get in trouble, like, what if Catalina turns into a wolf? Like, it'd be so scary. Like, if your teenager's like, grrr!
Do you think he sings?
I'll beat you up.
Do you think he sings to them in the morning to wake them up?
Probably. And they're probably like, stop it! I made you pancakes in the shape of hearts or something. But yeah, it's very jazzy and very catchy, and it's your vocal.
I will say he really gives it his all during this song. Yeah. His vocal performance.
Yeah, he's
very
is.
Good.
He's very talented.
Yeah.
It's really fun to see all the different, like, townspeople conquer their fears too, like Feldspar and his fear of spiders. Like, he grows bigger than that giant spider, and that's something I need to do.
That just reminded me, though, that I'm sad that Feldspar never got a big solo.
How do you think it would sound?
It would sound like a little folksy and a little strange, just like
kind of like Mandy Moore's original music, kind of folksy?
Yeah, maybe. Feldspar would be about eating, I don't know. I don't know what his song would be about, but...
Or making shoes.
Oh, we've got the girl who has everything. I like this one.
I get kind of annoyed by it. It's a little self-indulgent, I think.
Well, that's kind of the point, though.
I know,
it's just
I
such
know.
A nice, happy song.
I love that she's not perfect, and so I will sing along to this one. And I like the beat of it, and Mandy Moore is so great. So
yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Mandy Moore's original music a little bit, because it's kind of like that low-key, like, beat, you know?
Look at how lucky I've been. Whoa.
And it's kind of a sweet song, like, with her and Eugene.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, he's finally, or she's finally ready to, like,
know
marry
who.
Him. what if it's not Eugene? You know who?
It's that guard with the mustache.
Stan?
Pete?
I don't know. Oh, wait. If it wasn't Eugene in her life, who would it be?
No one. She'd be on, she'd be an independent woman. It'd be Monty.
Hello, he's a silver fox, that one.
Because she likes all those special baked goods he makes.
Oh, then probably, wouldn't it be a Attila then? Attila seems like more her vibe to me.
You can't kiss a helmet.
Yes, you can.
It'd be gross.
Probably less germy than actual mouth.
I don't know.
You can clean it. Make it nice and shiny.
Okay, this is... Well, how do we get on this subject, on this sweet song? Mandy has the best songs in the show, I think. Her songs are always just kind of very melodic and groovy and low-key.
Yeah, this one seems kind of folksy to me. What if Feldspar did... Like, you know how Shorty did a version of the theme song? Like, what if Feldspar did a version of this song?
He's the guy
who has everything. He gets to have his shoes and his pork chops and
and his wheels to get stuck in.
Yes. I get to be the man who has everything.
I think Feldspar would have kind of an annoying singing voice, though.
Like how?
Like there'd be some squeaks going on and he wouldn't hit every note quite right.
I get to be.
Yeah, something like that. But that's one of my favorite songs, for sure. Up next, let's see who can identify it first. Oh, it's the Girl Who Has Everything reprise.
Surprise! Aww,
and
so
I like
cute
songs that have reprises. That's
nice. Yeah, I do like a good reprise. Mm-hmm. I think I actually just sometimes like the better the actual song. But yeah,
I just love Mandy's voice.
It's a really beautiful voice. Speaking of which, I really need to catch up on This Is Us. I'm behind.
So I think she's the Disney princess with the best voice, I think. Except for Merida, of course, because her voice is just amazing. But Rapunzel's voice is just real good.
Well, yeah, her voice is
her
really
voice
good
is just more memorable, I think, than Anna.
I don't know if
Elsa's.
I can say the best, though. There's a lot of, like, the classic princes are really good.
Oh, this is the big one.
My boy, Varian!
It has talking in it, though. I thought you didn't like talking songs.
Well, this is like a TV show song. So if it's like George Strait or something, or Partridge Family, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Do you ever feel lonely?" or something like that. Like that, I don't know. I don't like it when they talk to you. But they're talking to like a character in the song, so it's different. They're not breaking. I hate breaking the fourth wall, so I don't like that. Oh, Jeremy Jordan's voice is pure gold.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, I'm glad he got. I don't love Varian's character that much, but he does have a great voice.
Unpopular opinion right there.
And
still
so
on the team.
I'm glad that he did get another big song. Although it always seemed to me like he's this little, like, fifth. What, how old is he? 16, 15?
14 to 16, somewhere there.
I think he's 16, but I don't know. But he always, like, when he talks, Jeremy Jordan, like, does a pretty good job giving him a young sounding speaking voice. But then when he sings, like, his, that, you know, that deep, like, experienced, mature vibrato comes out, and he just sounds a little bit odd when he sings to me. And for when Varian's there, because Varian's like the scrawny kind of kid, and then Jeremy's,
he's hiding a beautiful,
like,
talent
comes out, it's just a little bit awkward for me.
This song I was also a little confusing for me with Cassandra, because she kind of reveals she doesn't see herself as a villain, and she's like,
no one sees themselves as a villain, do they?
Well, I mean, she says some pretty villainous things,
not in real life,
you villain. but yeah, it's just weird because she's like, yeah, my path is painted in black, but I'm not a villain.
Well, she just likes black, okay? Varian understands that. He's a fellow
girl.
We're
not the same.
But I love them having this conversation between each other.
Yeah.
Between one another, I guess I should say.
Yeah. And I like how it kind of shows a little bit of, like, a development of the relationship, because, like, Varian used to have kind of, like, a little childish crush on her, like, oh, Cass, she's so cool. And now it shows, like, I feel like it kind of deepened to, like, a friendship for her, and he, like, genuinely cares about her, so he really wants
her
to come back.
Is he more mature than she is now, because he knows the right path to take?
I think his life experience has matured him, like, beyond his years.
That's probably true. And he is smarter than, like, everyone else.
Yeah.
Scientifically, at least.
Don't be so blind.
The shot of this when they're like spinning around each other singing is so good. This is definitely the highlight of the season, I would say.
And there's no sleep. What was that?
Would you agree that this is like the highlight of the season, this song?
Oh, it is a really big like turning point, I think. Like with, because I think maybe some people kind of thought like they'd talk to her and then she'd like come back and they'd team up against Zentiri earlier in the season. And this is kind of when you find out like, no, she's going to be on her dark path for the long haul.
Yeah. No, I have nothing left to lose. This is when Cass totally turned to the dark side, because she's got nothing left to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my number one favorite song from the season.
Really? I think I still like Crossing the Line.
Maybe a tie.
But I love Varian,
I do love Mandy's,
so it's
voice.
So hard.
I love Mandy's voice, so.
Oh, this is where they switch off playing piano. I love that one.
No offense, Varian.
This beat, though, isn't my favorite.
It
like this
feels
weird
very
chant kind of thing.
Kind
of. It reminds me of like a pirate, like a seafaring song.
Yeah. But when you're trying to rally people together, you want like a simple, like, rallying kind of marching kind of beat. So.
It definitely feels very much like that.
Yeah.
But it really does remind me of, like, a sea shanty.
Well, they're singing on a little piano in a bar with a bunch of thugs, pub thugs, so... It was so nice that they reunited and reconnected and renewed their strength at the Snuggly Duckling with this song all together.
Yeah, I like that the king and queen are there. Like, they're kind of out of their element in the pub and, like,
getting down with the townspeople. What is this place? This is where your friends live, Rapunzel?
Yes. And I love how we get to hear from, like...
Like, Varian just sounds so out of place.
He's so much better
singer than all the other people. And he's, like, supposed to be 14.
He has a lot of talents, okay?
He's, like, a scientist, sports star.
War hero. He is a war hero, kind of.
Marching on.
And I do like how we get to hear from some of the townspeople that we don't often hear from.
This is where Feldspar should have had his solo.
Oh. Like, take back my shoe store.
We'll kick them with my shoes.
Yes.
This is a song that I want to listen to in the morning to get me going.
Your morning song?
Yeah.
Remember your old morning song?
Mm-hmm. This is my new one.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. He used to blare that like every morning, like in 2017.
Okay, this is... I said that Crossing the Line or Nothing Left to Lose was my favorite, but this is actually my favorite.
Oh, yeah. This is the one we always want to sing a different song with the title. But I like this one, too,
Christmas
and it's really sweet.
We once knew.
And it shows, like, how much she yearns for that relationship back and that she hasn't let her go.
I think this is maybe the moment when Rapunzel, like, she always thought she was right and she could get through to Cass. But then with this song, I think she lays that aside and is just like, I'd give anything. It doesn't matter if I'm right. I just want our friendship back.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she accepts that it might not be on her own terms.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
And Mandy is just, oh, she's so good at singing this lullaby kind of stuff.
She is. No, I'll be right there. Oh.
And I love this. I think Mandy's voice is just really good paired with this quiet guitar kind of melody.
Yeah. She has a very pure tone in her voice. And it's really lovely. Ah. Oh. It's just so sad. It just brings to mind, all the images of, like, them as friends and as birds and as, just comrades and...
I do wish they would have met up during this song and then it turned into a little rap, though. That, you know, we never got the rap from Rap and Cass. Missed
opportunity. I'm Cassandra and I'm a villain.
Just imagine, like, that and then it slowly turns into, like, this angry kind of attacking kind of...
They got that in Crossing the Line.
What could have been? What could have been?
This has to stop now.
That's not rap. I want to hear Mandy Moore rap. Because this is the final song on the album. It's gone quickly. We get the Life After, Happily Ever After reprise.
I feel like it really brought it full circle by choosing to do that as the last song. And I really enjoyed it.
I do like that. But also, this song was in season 2. And so it had been so long since we heard it. I wonder if it would have been better if they had done a reprise of Crossing the Line or something. Like, we're bridging the gap.
Well, I feel like we know that everyone remembers this song. Like, it's not one that's really forgotten. Like, Buddy. Like, this one's, like, more the one, like, the well-known ones. And a lot of people have done covers of it, and they really enjoyed it. So, I feel like it really had a tie with the audience. So.
I guess that's right. And actually, I think it was in season 1. This was, like, one of the first songs.
Yeah,
so
This was in the first episode.
Yeah, it does make sense.
I really
do like that.
It's like
a
holistic view, whole view of this, the all this year is in.
Yeah. And it's one of the better songs, I'd say, in the show.
And like comparing the lyrics of the two, like from season 1 to season 3, like Rapunzel has developed so much and like grown in character and personal strength and in her own integrity and self-identity. And it's really lovely to hear her transformation.
Yeah.
Oh. And Eugene isn't having weird rhymes like when Jesus misses you, dream for Turbo.
I remember that. Yeah. And they have their little narration part.
And that's a callback to the movie. So I even though talking and song normally is my favorite, they're talking to kind of each. Well, I guess kind of talking to us, but they're also talking to each other, and it's like a callback to the movie. So it ties in well. And
I like how Eugene's still insulting Varian, the royal nerd.
But they're team awesome.
It's weird to think about them not having hot water until...
Yeah, because they had all this crazy magic and inventions.
Yeah. I guess they really are not a modern kingdom.
Do you remember the episode where they, like, Rapunzel made that spell in the cauldron and, like, whew, like, exploded them over the crevice or whatever? That was so strange. There's, like, a lot of wacky stuff in this series.
I do, one thing I do wish about this was that they had a little line about from everyone. Like, I want to see Cass sing. Like, instead of them saying Cassandra rode off, blah, blah, she could sing, like, I'm going to find my destiny, or, you know, something. Just a last little line from her.
Going to be captain of the guard for the warrior women kingdom. Woohoo!
Sure.
Or go be the royal
Everyone
guard for Anna.
Everyone starts joining in at the very last part, but I still think, like, happily one little line from everyone after, would have been good.
Happily ever after.
And with that, the show wraps up.
Swiffer is heartbroken, aren't you, Swiffer?
So, what do we think of that album overall?
Solid. I feel like the only song you didn't like was the Lamp song, so that's like the only weak link, if you will. I think they're all appropriate and fun, and I really enjoy them.
Yeah. And there really aren't that many songs in the show, so that means everyone is pretty good. Like, there's not any that you skip, except for I skip Lance's song sometimes, but when I'm not feeling that, you know, kind of vibe. But
you need that song and not feeling that kind of vibe to give you the strength.
Okay, guys, so to finish off this episode, we thought we would do a little cover of Crossing the Line. Of course, I will play Rapunzel because she's the girl who has everything, and you know, I'm the boy who has everything, so.
Oh my, is there something you're not telling me?
And you're like the misunderstood person who doesn't know what
I'm a villain!
Yeah, exactly.
I have a dark path.
And she does have dark hair, guys, so obviously she's a little bit darker than me. Shots fired.
Do you believe redheads don't have souls too?
No, they just have a very fiery soul. So let's just, we'll start up here and we'll see what happens. We're going to do this in one take, so, you know.
Oh boy, you're ambitious.
We'll do our best. Hopefully the volume and everything is okay. This has to stop now. Whatever it is that you're going through, we'll fix it together, me and you, just like we've always done.
No, this has to stop now. This thing where you think that you've been my friend and don't even hear how you condescend the way you've always done.
Cassandra, listen.
I'm listening.
I know it isn't true.
Isn't it?
Just look into my eyes now.
Well,
I know you feel it too.
Perhaps I do.
Cassandra, listen.
I'm listening.
I swear it's not too late. So before another line gets crossed and everything we've had is lost, just wait.
Wait? No, I won't wait.
Cass? Okay, guys, our next stop isn't anywhere. Our next stop is going to be another episode. You know, we're still going to keep going for at least a little while longer, right?
Mm-hmm. At least while we're in quarantine and have nothing to do.
Yeah, might as well. If you have ideas on what our next podcast should be, you know, or what you think we should review or cover, you can continue the conversation. Let us know what you want us to do next on Twitter at Corona Podcast, on email coronaconversations@gmail.com, and leave us a nice rating and review at ratethispodcast.com/tangle.
I'm a speedy beat.
Until next time, I'm Caleb.
I'm Anna.
And we are
Corona
Conversations.